Hello.
Hi, good evening. Is Brian available, please?
Who's calling?
It's James calling from MMA Legal. Is Brian available?
Yeah, hold on.
Brilliant, thank you.
Hello.
Hiya, Brian. How are you? It's James calling from MMA Legal. You've requested we give you a call in regards to making a claim for compensation for Scottish redress for when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How are you, Brian? You okay?
I'm old and I'm knackered.
Okay, no problem at all. So, Brian, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler, okay?
What
we need to do, we just need to get a claim set up for you. It takes 5 minutes to get everything set up. And then what's going to happen, we'll get an email sent out to you so you can have a look for yourself. And then we'll need one form of ID and one form of proof of address. And then the solicitors will contact you in about 7 days to let you know how much they're going to go in for, Brian. Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Brilliant. I need you 5 minutes now. Is that all right, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Okay, bear with me just one moment, Brian, okay?
Great.
So I'll go for a few questions for yourself. I've got your surname is McKenzie, is that correct?
Yeah.
It is brilliant stuff. Do you prefer to be called Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Confirm your date of birth for me, please, Brian.
31-8-58.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you.
Right. you share it with my dog today.
Say that
my
again,
dog's
sorry?
Got the same birthday. My dog's got the same birthday as me today.
All right, okay. how crazy, eh? How crazy. Bear me 1 second there, Brian, okay. Brian, I've got your email address. It's brianmckenzie1958@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Maggie, what's my email? Brian McKenzie
at yahoo.com.
It's my wife deals with everything, to be honest.
Sorry, who does?
My wife, she deals with every paperwork, anything.
Okay.
Which is why she answered the phone first.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Is that your email address, Brian?
She's just checking.
Yeah, no problem at all. Take your time. No rush.
I didn't even know I had an email.
Right. Does your wife know how to use email?
Aye, she does it. She does
yeah,
it.
We can use her email if you want. It's just so we can get.
You can use real email, Maggie, if you want. No, this is my one, Brian McKenzie.
Yep.
1958.
Yep.
At yahoo.com.
That's the one we've got. That's the one we've got. Okay.
I didn't even know I had an email.
All right. So who looks into it? Does your wife have access to
that? My wife looks
at it.
I can't even text.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Brian. Honestly, don't worry about it. That's perfectly fine. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Brian, due to you being within care before 2004, okay, you will qualify for a Scottish redress payment. If you've witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse, the average compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, it's not there to cover any scars or heal any scars. No, of course, yeah. It's there just to try and help to provide a bit of a better future.
Yeah.
Okay, in regards to yourself, all right. So, once again, my name is James Thompson. You can contact me anytime on this number. All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you a few details now, okay. Can you just confirm for me your home postcode, please?
PA4O.
PA4.
0.
PG. And I've got that down as LeMond Avenue. Is that in Redford?
Romans, yeah.
Yep, which number?
22, Roman.
22?
Right.
Yeah, I've got that there for you, Brian, okay. I'll try and be as quick as I can. I won't take up much of your time, okay. It literally takes about 5-10 minutes maximum. All right.
Right.
How old were you, Brian, when you went into the care system?
About 9 year old. My mother had just died.
About 9 years of age. Okay, bear with me just one moment. Okay, I need to ask you this question, Brian. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
Well, I've got COPD. I think it's a terminal illness, but I'm knackered.
Okay.
My breathing. No, I can't even walk the length of myself. I'm registered disabled.
Okay, no problem at all. I'll place that down on there. Now, I do need to ask you this question. Now, we do need to add on your report a next of kin or beneficiary. Now, because the payments for the Scottish Rebates, because they're quite high, the average is £45,000, you see. Now, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving a payment, and unfortunately the payment couldn't go to you, who would you like the payment to go to?
My wife, Margaret.
Your wife. Okay, Margaret.
Yeah.
Okay, is it the same surname as you?
Yeah.
Margaret McKenzie. It is, that's fine. Do you have a contact number for Margaret at all, Brian?
She has. I'll just pass you on, she'll give you a phone number.
Yeah, no
we'll
problem.
Set
three,
so.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. McKenzie. It's James Thompson here. We're dealing with the Scottish Redress for Brian. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Good. I was just mentioning to Brian, so we need to put a beneficiary next to kin on his report. Due to the amount, the average is around about £45,000 for a Scottish redress compensation payment. But if anything was to happen to Brian between now and the payment being received, and unfortunately the payment couldn't go to him, it would have to go to you, okay? So I'm going to place you down on his report as a beneficiary, okay?
Yeah.
Can I take a contact telephone number for you, please, Margaret?
Yeah, it's 07... 97.
Yep.
343.
Yep.
5422.
Brilliant stuff. That's perfect. Thank you very much for that, Margaret. Are you able to pop Brian back on for me?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hiya, buddy. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Bear with me just 1 second. Okay, now I do need to go into the care setting situation here now. So there'll be a little bit of involvement here when I take a little statement from you.
Right.
And then after that, I'll get an email out to you. I'll get a message sent through. Do you know on your mobile, do you use the application WhatsApp at all? Or does your wife use WhatsApp?
No, I can't text. Margaret, she knows everything about the machines, computers and all that. So she deals with everything.
Fine. Can you ask Margaret, does she use WhatsApp on her mobile?
Margaret, you use WhatsApp? Yeah.
That's fine, no problem at all. We'll get a message sent out to her, okay. So what I'm going to ask you now, Brian, you said you was age 8 when you went into care, is that
nine.
Correct?
Between 9 and 10, probably. We went about 9, not exactly.
So you went in around about 1976, is that correct?
Maybe before that.
Yeah. Okay, maybe before that. Okay, in regards to the abuse, I need to ask you, was it mental, was it physical, or was it
physical.
Sexual abuse?
Sexual
and physical. And what was the name of the home that it happened in, the sustained? What was the name of the home?
There was a place in Cadros. I don't know what it's called. It's called Cadros Romant Home. It was in Cadros. Cadros. Yeah, that was the town it was in. And I think that was the name. It was just a big house.
Give me a second. Let me just even pull. Oh, there we go. I'm pulling all the records for Cadros Children's Home. Bear with me a moment, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get the records. I won't be a moment, okay? We try not to go into too much detail, but I do need to ask you these questions. All
right.
It's massively important that obviously it helps you get the compensation. Like I say, it's not going to heal any scars, but it could provide a better future, okay?
Yeah.
Was it Cadros Children's Secure Unit, is that correct?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
What was the age group it was for? I was about 9 years old when I went in there, maybe younger.
And how long was you in there for?
It was at a man's centre. I can't really tell you whether it was weeks, months.
And that's where it happened, correct?
I was physically and mentally abused in there, no. There was quite a lot of violence towards us. Towards everybody, really.
sorry, won't be a moment, buddy, okay?
Yeah.
And you was in there for a few months, yeah?
Yeah, that's too bad to remember, I.
Okay.
A little bit detailed, isn't it? Documented.
Yeah, it will be. Like I said, this listener will be able to get that.
And
that
I see, I can't be exactly certain on the dates.
Don't worry about it, honestly. Don't worry about it. He was 9 years old, so it would have been roughly around about 1967, roughly.
I thought it was late 60s.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Did you say it was physical and mentally, yeah?
Yeah.
Mentally abused, okay. Was that on a regular basis?
Yeah. There was this guy regularly assaulted the kids. Oh, yes. You were lined up naked to go for showers. And he had this big fucking elastic band with a knot on it. And he, you know what I mean, any talk, any kind of, just for fun. He pinned the shit out of the reins.
Bear with me a moment. Bear with me a moment there, Brian, okay. Did you ever witness any other children being attacked at all?
Constantly there. I mean, you were talking about a dozen kids lined up naked, and this man is going to lang his, you know, when I say elastic band, it was like these thick elastic bands were tied together. We are not on the end, it left physical marks on the kids. These were naked, there was maybe a height.
Okay, would you say in regards to your adulthood, it's affected your adulthood, do you suffer from trust or anxiety issues?
Yeah.
Or any PTSD, yes?
Yeah.
Bear me a moment. Bear me a second, okay? Okay. So when you left there, where did you go to after then?
Belfield Remand Home.
Belfield. And how long were you in Belfield for?
2 months again. I couldn't be...
Where was the longest place you was in?
Between Belfield and Cadross?
Yeah.
Or together. I've got two appeal skills to go. Belfield was my second command home.
Belfield,
right?
Belfield, yeah?
Belfield in Dumbarton.
Belfield.
Yeah.
Belfield, give me a moment. Okay. I'm just going to pop that down, all right. Belfield, there we go. Okay, I'm just going to get the records up for Belfield, okay?
Yeah.
Make sure we've got the records on that. And it was in Dumbarton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here, Belfield Home. There we go, give me just one moment. Belfield Remand Home, there it was. I've got that for you, give me a second. And how long was you in Belfield for?
A matter of months
as well. Okay.
You had to wait for a place to go to an appraisal school.
Okay.
So they held you there until there was a place come up for appraisal schools.
Okay, what happened in Belfield? Was it physical, mental abuse again?
No, sexual.
Okay. Let me just bear me a second. Was it from staff members?
Yeah.
Did you witness any other children?
Aye, that is widespread.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, and would you say that's had a massive impact on your adulthood as well?
Yeah.
Okay. In Belfield,
it was sexual, physical, and mental.
Right, was it all three, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. Okay. Okay, that's fine. So I'll place that on there. So when you left Belfield, where did you go to after there?
When I was in Belfield, I tried to complain about the abuse.
Yep.
And the next month I knew I was in Dundee. They sent me to Dundee,
okay.
And a junior approved school in Dundee, Balgowan.
Was you there until you were 16?
No, I was there for 2 to 3 years. And then I was transferred, well, I got out for about 2 months in mainstream school. And then I was sent to Julesland School in Beath till I was 16,
okay.
17.
Okay. In regards to the abuse that happened, it was mainly in Cardross and Belfield, yes?
The sexual abuse, aye.
Right, no problem at all. So what would you do? I place that onto your file there. So the solicitors will elaborate on the statement for you, and they'll go through a statement with you. If it matches up and you're happy with the statement,
I would say the two approved schools there was a lot of violence and mental thing, you know. Both approved schools.
Bear me 1 second, Brian. It won't be a second. Okay. So it was Belfield and it was Cardross. Okay, give me just 1 second. Just going to update that. Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you do go quiet, I'm just updating the report. It won't be a second, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Just making sure the records are correct for Belfield, that's all okay.
Yeah. I've been dealing with this for 50 odd years. No, a wee bit of time on no cost.
Was it in Dumbarton, wasn't it?
Yeah, Belfield was a nightmare. Not just for me, but right across, you know what I mean? It was endemic, the abuse that was going on with the kids.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Okay, so what we're going to do is, well, I'm now going to get an email and a WhatsApp sent out to you, okay? With the email, I'll send it to your email address. You can have your wife, Maggie, look through it. It's just a click.
I wouldn't know how to look at it.
So you take Maggie to have a look at it. It's just basically an authorization email. It requires a signature from you to state that you're happy with the solicitor to contact you and go over everything in regard to how much you're going to put forward for yourself, okay? And with the WhatsApp message, it'll require a photo ID and a proof of address. So a letter. Any letter that's registered to your address and any picture ID. Do you have a bus pass or a driving licence?
I've got a bus pass.
Yeah, you can send a bus pass. It's a picture of the bus pass. It must be clear and all four corners. And the same with the letter as well. That has to be all four corners in regards to a letter, okay?
How do you do that? Does Margaret take pictures of it?
Margaret. I'll send her a WhatsApp message.
Yeah.
And she'll receive it via WhatsApp, okay? What I'll do, Brian, I'll contact you back tomorrow because I appreciate, obviously, it's getting into the evening now, and we'll get everything packaged up and we'll get it sent through to the solicitors, and I'll have a chat with you tomorrow, okay?
That's brilliant, James.
Cheers, Brian. Any problem, do not hesitate to contact me. My name's James Thompson. I am your case handler moving forward, and I'll speak with you tomorrow, okay?
Right, James, I'll get that stuck in my phone.
Cheers, Brian. Have a lovely evening. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Take care. Speak to you tomorrow. Right, bye.
Bye.